And this is Ken Kreitzer, Sons of the American Legion Radio. Is this Coach Munkin?
Appreciate you calling.
Hi, thanks for your time calling in today. A terrific win by your team. Have to start with the offense. We're worried about Kel Hopkins. He took a hard hit on the first drive, but he came back to have one of the best days of his career. What did you see in Kel Hopkins being able to overcome that injury to have such a productive day leading the offense?
I think that just shows what a tough kid he is, what a tough-minded kid he is. And he did get banged up. He went back in and really had a good day. He made some errors in the first half. He was disappointed, and I can't tell you just what a great job he did at halftime with the offense and with leadership and went back out there and led us on those several short scoring drives after we got some turnovers and really helped stretch the lead and secure the victory for us.
And the offense was very effective on third down today, even on fourth down. And there was one play where Kel Hopkins, I think it was the end of the third quarter, literally carried a couple of tacklers down the field, and then I think he scored on the next play. He was really effective at being able to make those third down plays.
He did, and this is very I guess eerily similar to Ahmad Bradshaw. That's kind of the way he used to run and drag people and carry them and get those extra yards. And really proud of Kelvin and watching him do the same thing and be able to gain some extra yards after contact. And that's hard to do. There's some big guys out there, and I'm really impressed with San Jose and how athletic they are. And we thought that going in, it was a battle in the first half. We really just were a beneficiary of the turnovers, some freak plays, and we got the ball back and had a short field.
Well, Coach, your defense certainly, especially in the first half, was able to stop a key San Diego State drive, limited to a field goal. But then in the second half, your players, Nautical and one of Tume and several others, were able to put pressure on the quarterback to force those fumbles. Ken Brinson had a good day today coming back from the concussion concern he had. Let's talk about some of the keys on defense.
Just being able to get them off the field without touchdowns. We did give up the field goal there early in the game, and beyond that, we're able to get them to punt or take the ball away from them on turnovers. And you know, just a great job by Jay, the defensive staff, and by our kids executing the plan. And you know, like I said, the turnovers made a big difference. And they didn't have to play a bunch of plays in the second half. They were really fresh. I think we only played 15 plays in the second half. And when you get three turnovers in five plays, our offense has a tendency to burn the clock a little bit when we got it. So it kept them off the field, and that's frankly, you know, the way we want to play.
Hey, Coach, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the win. Safe flight back, and we'll see you back at West Point very soon.
Thanks, Ken.
Doctor, take care. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And that is Jeff Munkin, the coach of Army, talking about his team's 52-3 victory over San Jose State. And just going over the statistical leaders on the game, Kel Hopkins, 99 yards rushing, three touchdowns, and Darnell Wolfolk, 14 carries for 46 yards for Army. And Kel Walker had a strong game, seven carries, 34 yards. There's one drive where he was carrying the ball almost exclusively. And then Army had really its committee of fullbacks with Connor Slomka in, and McCoy and Andy Davidson got in, Kalen Holt. Ortiz Hobbs played at the slot back. And, of course, the big play, the pass play to Jordan Asbury, where he caught Army's only two passes for Army, but one of them was for 41 yards. And, you know, looking at the defense, fumble recoveries by Jim Nautical, Cam Ramirez, Ray Wright, and Wumi Uyatuga. On defense, Nautical led on tackles with five. Cole Christensen, a solid game with three. And Actually, Christensen and Nautical both had 8 tackles, and Nautical had 3 sacks on the day. Parker, 5 tackles. Gibson had a strong game at strong safety. And Regan, 4. Brinson, 3 tackles and a sack today. So we're going to get this edited and up on our websites, our talk with Coach Munkin, and look forward to the team's arrival back at Mikey Stadium after 3 road games and a bye week for their game on Saturday against Miami of Ohio. It's a great chance to come out and see this team, which is really performing very well now, 4-2 on the season, having a shot at a bowl game again this year, and looking forward to that opportunity to play Air Force to hold on or win again the Commander Chief Trophy. As they were saying, if Army beats Air Force first weekend of November, the trophy cannot leave West Point this year because of Air Force's win over Navy. It would be a split one-on-one amongst all 3 schools, but I'm sure Army is only thinking one thing, and that is to win the Commander Chief Trophy outright. So again, big day for Army, 52-3 victory. For Sons of the American Legion Radio and RallyPoint.com, this is Ken Kreitzer.